This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. A recording for Friday, November 25th, 2022. We continue on Vav Amud Aleph 6a, the second section, and that is the green text. So yesterday we had two different brises. One told us that if there is line between the two rocks, so that's how we know that it is indeed Tameh. If there is no lime, right, then we know that it's not. Right, so that seemed very clear. Right, lime indicates also Tameh, no lime, just the rocks. Not a problem. Then we had a brisa which said, wait a minute, it's not just the lime, but it's whether the determining factor is whether it's plowed. Right? So Rav Papa says no. Hacha here, that the case of the brisa where we care about plowing is when they put the lime on top of the rock and it started to slide down off of the rock. So now we start our Gemara. Iika choresh beneihem. Right, if you see that there is plowing between them, beinehem tahor, then in between them is indeed tahor, it is pure. Why? De'emor machmad choresh hu de'ikpal. Right, why is there some lime that's flowing down onto the ground? Because you were plowing. When you plowed it, you disturbed the ground, you shook the stuff, you did whatever. It caused some of the lime to fall, but the plowing in this particular case, when it's running down the rock, shows that's the reason the lime is there. Right? Without that plowing, there would be no lime, and therefore we would know that it is indeed pure. Ve'ilo, but if there is no plowing, then see the devene vene hu utame. Right. If there's no plowing, the only reason why the lime would be in between the two rocks is to designate that it's Tameh. And therefore, we will say that it indeed is Tameh. So really, it's the presence of lime, right, if you put these two together, which is the indicator. But when you have this sloping down and you're not sure why the lime is there, right, then we need to see whether it's plowed or not to see did the lime fall because of the plowing, therefore Tahor, or not. And therefore, it is Tameh. Amar Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yasi says, Meitzar Echad Mitzuya. Let's say you have one boundary of the field that is designated. So, Hu Tameh B'chol Asad Tahora. Right? So, that boundary is going to be Tameh. We assume there's some graves or stuff there. But the rest of the field is Tahor. It's going to be pure. Shnayim, if two of the boundaries are designated, Heim Tameyim. The boundaries are Tameh B'chol Asad Kula Tahora, and the entire field, the rest of the field, is going to be Torah, it's going to be pure. Shlosha, let's say three sides of the field are designated. Same thing. Heim Tameim, those three sides are going to be Tameh B'chol Asad Kula Tahora. But the entire field, the rest of the field, the inside, is still going to be pure, it's going to be tar. Arba'a, if you have all four fields of the all four sides of the field designated, so then Hain Tahorin, those, the actual borders, the boundaries are going to be Tahor, Bechol Hasada Kula Tameh, and the entire field is going to be Tameh. Why? How do we know that? Amar, Ein Marchikin Tzion Mimakom Tuma, we put the markers very close to the place of Tuma, Shalola Hafsid is Eretz Yisrael, because we don't want to cause a loss of space of, you know, people's ability to walk through Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if they did mark all four of the borders, the only reason to do that is to show that the inside of the field, the entire field, is Tameh. So now we pick up, we're leaving the world of graves and going back to Kilayim, right? So it says, V'yotzin al-chol moed, af al-kilayim. You go out also to take care of the Kilayim, are the fields that have diverse types of agriculture planted together, right? grafting or combining seeds and all that kind of stuff. That is a prohibition, so they'll go out. So now the Gemara asks, wait a minute. Is that the time? Right, did they ever go out in Chol HaMoed to worry about kilayim? V'ramina, we have a question. Be'echad be'adar mashmien al hashkalim v'al hakilayim. On the first day of the month of Adar. Right, mashmien, they make the announcement about the shkalim, the half shekels that they have 2 weeks now to give. Right, the machzis hashekel. Ve'al hakilayim, and on the kilayim, that you better start, you know, getting rid of the kilayim in your field. Make sure you're careful. B'chamisha asarbo, on the 15th of Adar. Kohenas and Megillah B'krachim, they read the Megillah in walled cities. Yotz in the Kavitet HaDrachim, they go out to fix the roads, L'takin HaRachovos, and to fix the smaller roads, V'lamud HaMikvos, and to measure all the mikvos, to make sure there's 40 sa' in those mikvos. V'oseh and Kol Tzarchei Rabin, they do all of the... Right, they tend to all the public needs, and metainis akvaros, and they go and mark off the graves, v'yotzin ala kilayim, and they go out on the kilayim, but that's on the 15th of Adar, not Chol HaMoed Pesach. Chol HaMoed Pesach is over a month away, so when are they going out? And they're going out on Chol HaMoed, they're going out on the 15th of Adar. That's a very good question. For that, you're going to have to come back on Monday. We'll answer the question, but this concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back, join me on Monday.